Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, yesterday, Dr. Peter Boylan, a former master of the hospital, was on this programme expressing his concerns with the deal. Previous day, it was Social Democrats TD Holly Cairns. But Dr. Boylan made a couple of points with regard to the deal to hand, about which he was quite concerned. One being, he said that the state will spend €1 billion on a new hospital and then hand it over to be run by a private company. That's how he sees it. He also raised a point that, look, there's a lot of paperwork we haven't seen. That the Vatican, because of the ownership of the land, the Vatican had to approve its handing over or its lease. The Vatican had to approve that lease. We haven't seen that paperwork. And he was wondering, well, why shouldn't we see that paperwork? And that's why one of the reasons Dr. Boylan was against this plan. We were contacted then by Deputy Colm Bourke, and I know that we are hoping to speak with Dr. Ronan Mahoney, who takes the other side of the argument. But Deputy Bourke wanted to make a few points. Colm, you favour this deal, but is that up against the arguments made by Dr. Boylan? Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I think it's important that we clarify. The nuns have gone completely out of the equation here. The reason they wrote to the Vatican, because when any religious order is transferring more than 3.5 million, they have to get consent from the Vatican. So the nuns got that consent, and that's just a formal letter hereby consenting where they were transferring the land to a new company, which is the St. Vincent's Hospital Group. So the nuns have totally divested themselves of the land. It's now in St. Vincent's Hospital Group. And then in relation to the state involvement, the state is getting, the HSE are taking a 299-year lease from the St. Vincent's Hospital Group. So, you know, this is a big argument about, is a lease as good as ownership? And I'm, you know, been involved in conveyancing for over 25 years. And anyone who's buying a property with a 299-year lease, that is good title to the property. And, you know, Simon McGarr was on yesterday in the Health Committee, and he acknowledged that he was not a property law expert, yet his opinion is being widely quoted in the media and in social media. And I think it's important to quote in the actual lease itself. It sets out, and it's clause 6.1 of the lease. The landlord hereby covenants with the tenant, and the tenant in this case is the HSE or the lessee, that so long as the tenant pays the rents and observes and performs the covenants and the conditions of the lease, the tenant may hold and enjoy the premises and the rights hereby granted peacefully during the term without any unlawful interruption by the landlord or any person lawfully claiming under or in trust for the landlord. So in other words, the HSE are taking a lease, 299-year lease. They have the owners, they have the ownership of the property for 299 years. They have the ownership of the building. Mm-hmm. The HSE then are granting a license to the new NMH board. Okay? So in other words,
it's a private company.
It's a private company, but it's but they're only granting a license for them to provide the services.
Yeah. And but it's not going to be a state hospital then, Colm, is it?
No, it is a state hospital because of the fact that this is a voluntary hospital. And remember now, the NMH, the National Maternity Hospital, are surrendering their property that they currently have to the state. So, in other words, they're moving in under license from the HSE. So the HSE will own the property for 299 years at a rent of €10 per annum. So that's the rent that they're paying. So now you look at the
What about something we've heard with regard to that €10?
Yes.
That €10 is conditional on a certain set of terms and conditions not being breached. Should there be breach, it jumps up to 800,000.
Oh yeah, but let's look at what the covenants that we're talking about there. So that the when the St. Vincent's Hospital Group are demising the property, in other words, the word demise is used when you're doing leasehold title as opposed to transfer, the tenant, like under the six covenants in there, in other words, that as long as this premises is used for the provision of public healthcare facilities, that the lease is not assigned without the consent of the landlord, that there is no change in the permitted use without the consent of the landlord. In other words, the primary use of this is public health care, and that's basically what the covenant is about. And the rents, this thing has been floated, like, that the rent suddenly jumps by 800,000, but it'll only jump to 800,000 if, in the event of the HSE suddenly deciding we're going to put this into apartments or put it into a shopping centre. This is about... And basically, subparagraph D provides the premises is actively used throughout the premises for the purpose of public health services, safe for any reasonable period of non-use due to repair, reinstatement, or other bona fide reason. And obviously,
you see, why do people not trust that deputy?
Well, you see, I think, you know, it's interesting when Simon McGarr was in yesterday in the Health Committee, he acknowledged that he wasn't a property expert. We've had Mason Hazen-Curran, who were acting for Mason Hazen-Curran, Philip Lee and co-solicitors, who were dealing with conveyancing law and experts in this whole area, are the people who are advising the HSE and the NMH, the National Maternity Hospital. They have the expertise. They're protecting, making sure that the state's interest is protected. And the lease is a 299-year lease. Even the premises you occupy there in 96, I would imagine, is held under a lease as well. And the current National Maternity Hospital is held under a lease from the Pembroke estate. So leasehold title, and you go around Cork City, and a huge proportion, in fact, both 60 to 70% of property in Cork City is held under leasehold title.
And it is complex. But here's something that came up in my conversation with Dr. Boylan, and he made the same points elsewhere. As regard to, and just bear with me for a moment on this now, as regard to the paperwork regarding the transfer where the Vatican was involved, Dr. Boylan's point is, it doesn't matter whether it's a one-page letter or 100 pages of documents. We haven't seen that paperwork.
But that's because...
Hold on, Colm. Yep. We don't have eyes on that paperwork. That's a fact, is it not? Yes or no? We don't have eyes on it.
But the state was not...
We don't have eyes on that paperwork. Yes or no?
We don't.
Okay, good. So, next question. You're a solicitor, and like you said, you've done a lot of conveyancing. So, I'm buying a piece of land, Colm. Okay, and you're my solicitor. And your job, I'm sure you'd agree with me, is to make sure that all of the paperwork regarding that land, be it from the vendor, from me, from everybody else, that's all in order. And I sign nothing without you telling me, yeah, PJ, that's okay. There's a drawer full of paperwork dealing with the previous holders of the land that we've not had eyes on. Are you telling me, sign that lease? You tell me walk away, Colm.
No, let me reply to that, PJ. First of all, the issue in relation to the Vatican was between the nuns, St. Vincent's sisters, who transferred the land to the St. Vincent's Hospital Group. St. Vincent's Hospital Group have good title. They are not restricted other than that it is used for medical reasons, right?
We haven't seen the paperwork.
Okay, but just let me explain, Peter, on this. We are not party to that deed of a conveyance, or that deed of conveyance between the St. Vincent sisters to the St. Vincent's Hospital Group. There is nothing in this lease. There is nothing in this lease. And remember, we're talking about two legal firms who are acting in this case. There is one for the HSE, the other one is for National Maternity Hospital, who are satisfied that the lease is providing safe and secure entitlement to the use of this property for full comprehensive maternity services that is authorised under the legislation in this country.
And yet we haven't had sight of a whole bunch of paperwork.
But there's nothing in that.
How do we know that we haven't seen it?
But because of the fact that if there was a restriction in that conveyance from the St. Vincent's sisters to the holding company, then that would have to have been disclosed. There is no restriction in the lease being given to the HSE.
Would you let me buy a property? If you were my solicitor, would you let me buy a property with paperwork I hadn't seen?
Yes, if it was a situation that there was full disclosure to me that there is no restrictions of any description. And remember, we're getting a 299-year lease.
You're taking it in trust, though. You haven't seen the paper.
No, we're not taking it in trust. We're actually getting a lease which is equivalent to buying the freehold interest. And let's go down through the compulsory purchase order issue, because Stephen Dodd, senior counsel, has been quoted that the state, you know, should go away and do a compulsory purchase order. And then if you go through his opinion, and I've gone through his opinion, which is 66 pages long, and in page 62 of his opinion, he clearly sets out that if we were to proceed by way of compulsory purchase order, and he puts out, and I'll quote what he says, however, significant issues, he's setting out that we'd have to go through a compulsory purchase order under the Health Act of 1947. However, he then goes on and he says, however, significant issues relate to whether the procedure under the Health Act 1947 is constitutional in affording sufficient independence in the process for confirming a compulsory purchase order. So he is the person being quoted that we should go by way of compulsory purchase order, yet his opinion is clearly setting out that the state may not succeed. And in fact, if you look at that case in relation to the IDA, where the IDA tried to, there was an effort by the state to acquire land, I think in Wicklow or Kildare, and the thing was taken to the court, and in fact the court sided in favour of the landowner. Likewise, St. Vincent's Hospital Group could easily say, we want to do further expansion over existing services, we're not prepared to provide this land. And in other words as well, that even if you go down the issue that a compulsory purchase order is placed, then we'd have to pay market value for the property. Instead, we are getting the lease of the property for 299 years at 10 euros a year without having to pay.
And let's say, with terms and conditions that apply. Just on the clinical side of it. And
terms and conditions, Peter, is important to relate, is that the terms and conditions only relate to that it must be used for medical purposes. They're the only terms and conditions.
But what's to say that a medical purpose won't be agreeable?
But Peter, that's covered by the license.
For example, just call them here, someone's on the phone here and said a perfectly healthy woman carrying a perfectly healthy fetus wants a clinical abortion as provided by law. Will that be allowed? Can you give a 100% guarantee that will be allowed?
Absolutely. Remember, there's all of the clinicians in the National Maternity Hospital, 52 of them, are fully in support of this move. Over 400 doctors across the country have signed a petition. These are all the people who are working frontline in relation to maternity services, have come out and fully support this proposal. And all of the services that are provided under Irish law are currently being provided in the National Maternity Hospital, and that will continue when the transfer occurs. And I think it's important to realise, remember, it's the HSE holds the lease, not DNMH, the new organisation. And the other thing as well, I think it's important to outline that the Articles of Association of DNMH DAC, which is the new company being set up, under Article 4, the memorandum makes it clear that all other subsidiary and ancillary objects are incidental and ancillary to the attainment of the principal object, and therefore must be carried out without...
That's heavy law now
without,
for listeners.
But hold on a second now. But without religious ethos. So in other words, all of what the work that they do as a group within the hospital must be carried out without religious ethos. And that's set out quite clearly in the memorandum.
I don't wish to raise a name, but I saw it come up in discussion. Could another Savita Halappanavar tragedy happen in this new hospital? Could it happen?
No, because I think if you look at the record of the National Maternity Hospital over the years, there's been a voluntary hospital. They've been to the forefront in assisting and progressing the care for women in all areas of maternity care, and they have been to the forefront in relation to research and everything else, and they have been given the lead in this area.
But a former master, Dr. Boylan, says he spent 40 years fighting the church, and he would fear for the future.
But you know, I suppose it has occurred that the church has intervened in the past, and we've seen this where it has intervened in relation to legislation down through the years, and had substantial powers, even in local parishes had substantial powers. That has totally changed, and remember the legislation has also changed in relation to terminations, where in fact that is being provided.
Would you be confident, Cullum, if you had a daughter, would you be confident that she could receive any treatment she wanted in this hospital, any treatment?
Absolutely, because I think they've been to the forefront. I think, as well, I think it's important that, remember, we're talking about 52 medical consultants who are to the forefront in providing care, have a huge experience and expertise, and they want to continue on with that work without any restriction. And remember as well, you know, medicine is changing all the time. A procedure that was that's relevant today may not be relevant tomorrow, that there are other procedures coming in and new procedures, and it's important that we give that freedom to the consultants to make sure that they can provide the most up-to-date medical care.
Is there ever going to be a circumstance whereby we would have to, or the hospital, is there ever a chance the hospital would have to get approval for something to be done? Religious approval for something?
No, because, as I said to you, the license is going to be from the HSE. The HSE is a state organisation, and it is obliged to implement the term of medical care in accordance with the legislation that's in this country. Therefore, there is no way that the hospital can be restricted.
But the HSE won't be running the hospital. No, the St Vincent Hospital Group will.
But the group are answerable to the HSE, because that's who's granting the license, and that's who holds the lease, and who owns the actual
property.
So
the HSE has the power to turn around and say to the St Vincent Hospital Group, and correct me if I'm wrong here, this is what you tell me, what I understand, I don't care, we don't care whether you like this or not, whether it goes with ethos or not, we approve it, you do it.
Absolutely, because this is what, and in fairness to the National Maternity Hospital, they've been way ahead of a lot of the HSE facilities in relation to the care that's being provided and making sure that the appropriate treatments are provided. And I think that's the good thing. And if you look at the three maternity hospitals in Dublin, there are three voluntary hospitals. They're independent from the HSE in real terms, but they require their funding. But they've been really pushing out the boat in relation to delivering of medical care over a long number of years. And as I said, you know, remember my own family worked in the Rotunda and pushed through changes there while she was there. So, I mean, I'm just very much aware of the challenges that are there in relation to providing maternity care, but it's important that the best quality care is there. And remember, one of the wards in the National Maternity Hospital at the moment has 14 beds with inadequate toilets.
No, I think no one is arguing for a second that this development is not needed. I'm going to wrap it there, Cullum, and
okay,
I think
we tried
to clarify some few bits and pieces, and I appreciate you spending some time and taking our questions there. That's Deputy Cullum Bourke.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.